It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2098, recorded Thursday, June 25th, 2026. A little lightheaded. On this episode of the GizWiz, Dickie D has a car cam, interesting since he's never driven a car, a gadget for the runners, maybe I will like it, a what the heck is it, and I have a mini way to get out your frustrations, all next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, your every-weight champion of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. That's right, heavyweight, lightweight, all the weights. How you doing, Dickie D?
I think they only, intro.
Yeah, they only have one weight category for boxing with gadgets, would be my guess.
Anyway, did you buy anything on Prime a week?
No. Nothing. Honestly, I keep seeing the advertisements before it's Prime Day, and then on Prime Day, I just happen to never log into Amazon. But they were reminding me about it before the show, and I looked through, and I didn't really see anything that caught my eye.
Well, I looked in the night Prime Day Eve. The microwave started smelling bad and even a few sparks, and I thought, well, I think this is 15 years old. I guess we'll get something new. So I looked around. I was going to get a flat bed microwave, you know, with no turntable.
Oh, yeah.
And because it got kind of good reviews and any size dish goes in it because you don't have to worry about the turntable. But my microwave sits above the stove and there's a set of cabinets right above that. So I have to get a kind of a narrowish microwave. And I had a nice Toshiba there and it was 26% off for Prime Day.
That's good.
So instead of $135, it was $90.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was decent. And they had it came up, it'll be here Thursday. And when I put the order in, it said it'll be tomorrow morning between 8 and 1. So.
Okay.
Yeah, although the person came and came like at 2:15. But it was a young girl carrying my microwave on her shoulder.
Oh, man.
And I didn't want to say you're late. I was trying to go somewhere. But anyway, so far it seems decent.
I mean, in the past, I've always had my eye on something, either a vacuum or, you know, SD cards. I mean, there's so much that just a little bit less. Chat room's talking about 3D printer filament. A great day to buy 3D printer filament. Yeah, just today. Not this season. But yeah, that's great. That's great.
What else did you do?
Well, yeah, this last one, I would kind of tease it last week. I went on kind of a whirlwind adventure over the weekend. Started out in Tampa, went to Ybor City. It was a friend's birthday, so we were celebrating, and that's a really great nightlife area in Tampa.
That's like the old city, right?
It is. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like the old cigar Cuban influence.
Oh, okay.
In the past, it's kind of had a bad reputation like 5 years ago, but it's been kind of revitalized. Lots of clubs, there's a big, you know, we felt very safe. There was a whole street full of police and police walking around. Ooh. Keeping everybody safe, and there were just some incredible venues. We went into one place that looked like a castle. I mean, it was just like really cool, and there's club music going on and stuff, and it was a really fun time. And then we made it back, did a little birthday celebration here in Orlando, and then went up to Atlanta and spent the night up there in Atlanta and saw some family. Oh, wow. And things like that. So it was a lot of fun. It was a ton of fun.
What's the big underground thing in Atlanta?
I mean, they have like pathways between buildings that are like. Oh, is that where you're
talking? Big underground thing, and I think Coca-Cola has a big display down there.
They do. So I think it's Millennium Park is like they have like a park that was, I think it's for the Olympics. I really am not up on Atlanta history.
Oh, okay.
Someone in the chat room is really going to correct me. But anyway, yeah, and Coca-Cola has a huge presence there. And so and also that's where like Turner Broadcasting was, so like the old the old Cartoon Network building and like TBS and I mean just like everything was right there, the CNN building. Used to be there, and they have tours, and one of the highlights of the tour is they have the world's largest escalator. I've ridden the world's largest escalator. So that's all in that area. Very cool. I mean, amazing city. And I've been there for Dragon Con a lot. And you know, Dragon Con, you're just walking around downtown, and so it's a great way to kind of get to know downtown of a city really well. So yeah, I really really like Atlanta. That's what I did this weekend, and then this next weekend we got tickets to a Tampa Bay Rays game, which baseball game, and so we're gonna go to Tampa again. So it should be fun. Should be really fun.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Let's do some gadgets. Here's gadget number one, which I think you'll like.
Ooh, okay. Maybe I could even use it, you were saying. Let's take a look.
Yes. Great device if you're a jogger, especially at night. All right. Now, we've seen headbands like this, and we've seen headbands with a flashlight. But this has both, and it has something I've not seen in one of these gadgets before, which we'll demonstrate in the backyard. But just so you can see what it looks like, let me find the switch here. This is really, really bright.
That LED strip
and
is...
As I said, we'll go out in the backyard.
Way brighter than I thought.
So it is bright, bright.
Yeah, way bright.
And then it half... bright, and then it goes into the spotlight, and then low spotlight, and then it goes into red for some reason. Seems every gadget does that, and then goes into red. Oh, I thought it went into red blinking, but I guess it doesn't.
It did before.
So, there it goes.
Yeah. When it feels like it, it does. Okay. And one other feature that I like a lot. Let's go out in the backyard. I'm in the backyard. The problem is I can't see the switch in this dock. If only there was a way to turn them off. And again, okay. Also, you're seeing the battery level indicator on the side. And now let's turn them on again. Jog around. Oh, there's someone coming this way. I don't want to get the light in their eyes. So I like that a lot. I'm going to take you
this way behind over this tent
all night.
So and let's take a peek around here.
Whatever.
Okay, so
look at how bright this thing is.
Look at that. I don't want to jog here. This is like the woods. And ooh. Oh, alligator. This is very good. Oh, Amtrak just went by. So this is pretty decent.
I can't believe how bright that is, and I really like the soft light.
You'll have no problem seeing where you're going with this.
If you look at the shadows, they're soft shadows, not hard shadows.
If only you could
get it makes it easier to look at stuff.
Okay, back in the house, so it is the rechargeable headlamp with hands-free sensor. And... that was the bright light you saw there. So the battery's fully charged. When this light is on, that means that the hand sensor is on. Okay, it's on. And I believe it says you have to be within 2 feet of the sensor for the light to go on and off with your hand action. Incredibly inexpensive. Now, we're recording this during Prime Days, So it might be a bit more money. But I think the list price is $21 for three of them. So you're talking about $7 each. Right now they're $3, $4, $16, $13. Oh, they did the math. $5.38 each.
For three of them.
For the three pack. I think that's crazy. Really amazing. And now I have to say, lights out. It worked.
I am curious how often, if I was jogging, I would jog past something close enough to activate.
Yes, it does happen. Yes, I didn't realize it until I was out in the garden, and as I walked on by the tree, the leaf hit it and shut the light off.
A minor annoyance, because all you have to do is I'm surprised it was so reactive. It seemed like, oh, you just flip it back on if it turns off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The price is just unbelievable.
I agree. I might have paid
the $21, but that's just $7.
Yeah.
For one of them.
Yeah.
So it's USB-C charging, 2 to 4 hours to charge it. And if you have that bright, bright light on, it might be 2.5 hours on the lower light, up to 8 hours. I think it's great.
Yeah. USB-C, like you said, and even splash resistant. I'm impressed. And I really, this is one of the things I'm always talking about, I haven't talked about it recently, but if you're trying to get a soft light with nice, soft shadows, the larger your lamp, the better, and I'm talking like 3 feet wide is better than 1 foot wide. And so having your entire skull as the light,
yes.
It does. It makes nicer shadows. It's almost like the light that the dentist has. It's like big and points light everywhere. So there's less shadow when they're, moving with their hands. Very, very cool. I think that's a interesting and super bright. Light. One thing that I was thinking the entire time is that I do wish that the edge light, this one, was rotatable, and so you could like point it downwards.
Oh, that's interesting.
And like almost aim it, so you could aim it more at the ground.
That's interesting.
Another feature. Just thinking of. Very good price though. Can't beat it. Around $5 each at the moment. So let's try it. Try to get it. Try to get a Prime Day deal if you can. Very cool. Okay.
All right, going on to the car camera and why I bought it.
Ooh. I bought something on Amazon to use in not the way that you're supposed to. Okay. I'll start by showing you this baby camera, 1296. HD car baby monitor, 7-inch touchscreen. All right, so there's the monitor and there's the little camera. All right, let's see. So that's part one. Part two is I have a little monitor here, and that is for a camera that is outside the window.
Oh, yeah.
And as you can see, it's sort of very hard to see what's out there at night. During the daytime, it's okay. And so I saw that and I thought, I wonder I could buy that system and maybe put the camera out the window and then have a much better fidelity, resolution rather, for the camera. And it was $50 and it was $10 off. Looks like the coupon's gone. I think it was $40. All right, so I don't know if it's going to work for what I want, but I thought it'd be a fun experiment. All right, touchscreen monitor, way higher resolution than what I have.
It looks nice.
And then,
your AC adapter,
power cord.
DC.
I had to buy a little 12 volt to AC adapter. Okay, because this is
$3 from the adapter.
I didn't buy a car, and it didn't come with kids that you're supposed to be able to watch in the back seat. All right. Now, the problem, what does the camera look like? Ooh, This is...
That's a mount for the screen, I think.
The mount for the screen, exactly. Yes.
Oh, this is probably what holds the monitor up. So that'll look, that should be no problem setting that up here. Now, the camera, I see a problem already. And that is, there's not going to be enough cable on the camera. So I should have thought this through more carefully. Oh, wait a minute. Is this an extension? I wonder.
Oh, yeah, that was audio in cable.
This is the camera. See, I would just mount it on the set of bars outside the window. But the cable, I should have thought, since this is, they talked about putting it in the back of a van or an SUV, that there's probably not going to be enough cable. And I said, how much cable comes with it? And AI didn't know. All right, so this is not going to... Oh, wait a minute.
I'm hoping it's at least 25.
It's a crazy...
Wow.
I hope.
It's a crazy plan.
But it just might work.
But it just might work, okay?
Yeah, it turned out that there's like 20 feet of cable.
So this is what the old camera looks like in daytime. I can pretty much tell someone going down the steps, whether it's UPS or Amazon or a tenant or even a stranger. So it's been enough for me. Hey, the camera is in place.
Wow.
And this is the view on my screen.
Wow.
It's very cloudy out. It's about to storm.
I'd say that's a big upgrade,
but
though.
I think the picture is really good. And it's perfect for what I need. In addition to being a camera, it also offers a lot of things I don't even know what they are. CarPlay, Miracast,
Android Auto,
video. I guess video is what we're using when you go to the camera. No, the camera has its own setting. Don't know what video is.
Yeah, you can play
Android
videos.
Audio.
You could, like, on an SD card.
There's an SD card slot.
Yeah.
So this is a lot of stuff to my mind for $40. All right, it's 11:24 at night.
Oh, wow.
As you can see, it's raining like crazy. Looks like the infrared lights have come on because there's some blue on the screen.
A touch of blue,
but I'm very happy
like
with
the
this.
Old camera. This is
That is brilliant. Like use for that because it's also waterproof. Like it's like. Everything. And you know, I've had some of those backup cameras for the car, and so I was actually confident it would give you enough cable too, because they give you enough cable to snake through the trunk and then to snake up.
Exactly. I said to Dennis when it came, I said, "Oh, you know what? I'm thinking the camera would go from your dash over the seat." But they want you, it's going to go down under the floor and through the mat and then up in the back seat.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So they do give you a lot. But man, for less than $50 to get a real-time camera feed and a monitor for that real-time camera feed, and for your application of just like needing to just look out the window constantly, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is just perfect.
You know what is 1296p?
That's okay. So this happens with security cameras and weird cameras. That is the resolution. It is not a 1080, you know, 920 by 1080 thing. It is going to be whatever this weird little camera outputs. It's going to grab its full resolution, and that full resolution, for whatever reason, the side pixels are 1296.
Oh, okay.
Is what it's saying.
Is it better fidelity than a 1080p?
The thing is that most likely the monitor that you have is just a 1080p monitor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so
okay.
It's just going to downscale it to 1080p anyway. It's going to downscale it to whatever the monitor is.
Okay.
It may even be a 720 monitor. You know, it may not be that great of a monitor. It's just that it's saying that it can, you know, it's going to grab the highest quality that it can. See here. Here's its resolution of some weird resolution of the thing.
But then it said, isn't this dangerous if you have that on your dashboard and you can play games and you can watch the kids in the back seat?
Nah. And then most entertainment infotainment can do all of that.
All those things anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And then a lot of aftermarket infotainment screens will also include that. And the Android Auto and CarPlay apps are so that you can mirror your phone over to that screen. So if you're doing maps or message, it shows it kind of right here. This half of this screenshot is what Apple CarPlay looks like. So you can the phone will read its messages or take phone calls, and it looks a lot nicer because Apple is controlling the interface. That's what that is. And the same thing with the Android Auto. It's just on the Android side of things. So that's what that feature does. So which is honestly a really nice feature, because if you have a dumb car with only a radio or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You could slap this in there. Now you have a backup camera, and you know, you can display your phone over to it and play music. Well, I don't know how good the audio would be out of that little monitor, but
audio out.
So you plug right into your car's audio. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, pretty neat little device for only $50 to add all that functionality. Pretty impressive. Really impressive.
Excellent.
Yeah. It got me thinking. It's like a good gift for some people. Okay, now, what the heck is it?
Another what the heck is it?
I'm excited. Let's see what the heck it is.
It's a what the heck is it? All right, what the heck is it?
Thumb drive.
Some sort of a lock. Okay, this actually, I'm doing this. What this? Because it kind of fits in with Chad's mini theme.
Yeah. A mini cell phone.
Because this little guy is a digital voice recorder.
Wow.
With FM radio.
I don't know how that can be. What?
And does it have a headphone jack?
Does it?
Yes, it comes with, it says that part of the control panel is in the little control panel that comes with the headphones.
Oh, you need to like play and
the headphones
pause.
Are USB-C.
Oh, whoa.
And the charging cable is USB-C. Now, I actually have no use for this. But like I said, it was funny to have something that might fit into Chad's theme. And also, I thought it was a ridiculously low price, okay? $20. Well, oh, God. 5 stars out of 5 stars from one person.
One person loved it. Loved right. it.
And who's the guy who made it?
And goes on a keychain. Mm. Oh, Chad, you know what? You should start putting that on your list for
possible themes.
Things that fit on a keychain.
I like that.
I did that a couple times for ABC, and people loved it. Because you can find such weird stuff to go on a keychain. So the mic is built in. And you know, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Is that a representation of what it does? That's what it is similar to?
It's
so funny because.
Did I send you the wrong one?
Yeah, I don't think that's. I think that image is incorrect.
It says last purchase January 7th.
June 17th.
We're back after a break. I found out what's going on here, okay? And that is, when you go down the photos, it shows the photo for the actual device. But then, for some reason, this photo is in there.
I think they
have a totally different
product. Totally different product.
Yeah.
Totally different company.
Pictures of the one that I bought. Okay. Now there, this is a bizarre thing. All right. So I thought I will listen to it because it says listen through the robot speaker. You can't do that because it's kind of dumb. It says conveniently click it on and it instantly goes into record.
Oh.
Who wants that? Okay.
I guess peace of mind that it'll record
the headphone
on record.
Jack in, and then you can play through the headphones. I did that. And there was a recording of a lecture. So this has been used.
Oh, what?
It wasn't a demo?
I don't think it was a demo. Just everything about this is about wrong. LCD screen supports multi-languages. I could not find anything in the instruction book about a screen. So I typed in, you know, you can ask questions. And I said, how do you turn on the screen? And it says, this device has no screen.
Well, the box says it does.
It says and no FM gigabytes, tuner.
But yet the
There's
unit
no FM
says
tuner?
No.
128 gigabytes.
So oh my
that's
God.
A plus. And I wanted to go back to this because this looks like the old micro USB in the side here. So who would want that anyway? But I don't know how they got that picture in there. It's very weird. $20, it's going back. I dislike this.
The next person is going to have a recording of a lecture good. And you.
And me. That's the first time I ever had a gadget where the photo was totally wrong.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen that. See, is it still there? Yeah, it's still there. And then also, you kind of skipped past this, but
it is still there, yes.
It's still there, but I don't understand this image. Why is this lady, what is going on here? Is it stinky? Did she kiss that? Is she worried that her husband is cheating on her? What is happening in that photo?
That is a riot. Oh,
it says super covert behavior at the top, and then it looks like this wife just found a cheating husband's kissed on neck, like
sure. That's a riot.
That's what it's the scene.
You know why? Because you can
covertly record your husband cheating on you.
Yes. It's first of all, I don't like the idea that the on switch also puts it in record, but evidently it puts it in record. But if it hears nothing, it stops recording, but it stays in record, and then voice activation takes over. So here, I guess you hide it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So when you're at work, if your husband sneaks someone
in. Yeah.
It'll go on. I don't know.
The thing is, you know what? I don't trust it.
I don't trust that for a second.
I don't trust it the same way it says it has an FM tuner and it has an LCD screen and it has a photo of a whole other product on the page.
Exactly. And it's not the same. It says it records for, I think, 75 hours at 64 gigabytes. That one's 128. No, I don't like it either. I don't know. The features on the box don't even match the thing that's in the box.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I also just... no. Golly. I would say pass on this gadget.
Yeah, it's going back.
Yeah, get it out of here. Get it out of here. With that, let's get...
Oh, boy, your final gadget.
Crappy.
No, you don't need it. But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Well, it is time to make my cats actually bring in some income. So we're going to bring them into the UFC fighting arena with a little bit of boxing.
What?
I recorded this gadget earlier. Let's take a look at the miniature gadget of the week. We are back at it with another miniature gadget. And today we are taking a look at the miniature desktop boxing set. Knock out your stress. The back is really funny. It explains that you get the punching bag, the two finger-sized boxing gloves, and a book. And that book is also featured on the side. So, opening it up, you get the everything that it mentioned, the punching bag, the gloves, and the book. The punching bag goes on a little base that has a spring and a suction cup. More on that suction cup in just a second. But after you attach the two together, then you can put it on the ground. And that suction cup is supposed to keep it there. Now, on my wooden surface that I have on my desk, it would not stay. So I found an aluminum mouse pad that I have around, and that works a lot better. But it still didn't work all the time. So every once in a while, it would become unsuctioned and then just fall over. So I wish the suction cup was a tad better on this. Now, the boxing gloves are really fun. They fit your finger just fine. They are kind of tough rubber, so they're not too forgiving, but they're fun to just put on your finger and smack the punching bag with. The punching bag does have a little bit of give to it, so you can squeeze it just a little bit, which is pretty satisfying. And all in all, it's really fun to mess around with up until the point when the suction cup kind of fails. So really, if the suction cup was better on this or it had more of a weighted base, that could handle that movement, or just a really wide base that could handle that, this would be a better gadget. Then it also came with that book of things. This is a little rule book that explains boxing. It starts off with like weigh-ins and a brief history of boxing, and then kind of goes into how you can play with it, but it also covers like jabs and hooks and crosses and uppercuts and all the different punching like ways to do it, some history, do's and don'ts. There's even trivia in here. It's really funny. They packed a lot into this little book. So that was kind of interesting to look at. A really shorts? Kind of a pretty okay gimme in terms of like just a little, like a freebie to throw in there. That was kind of fun. All in all, I found this to be a fun little kill time gadget, definitely in the miniature category, and I'd love to know what you think. Back to you guys.
Very funny.
It was just the right price. I looked at the price earlier and I was kind of shocked.
$12.
Less. $6.82.
And oh my gosh!
Strangely, it's in the book category. It's in the paperback book category. Not sure if that's how they're getting it so inexpensive, but there you go. The knock out your stress desktop boxing kit.
Almost 8,000 people reviewed it.
Yeah, ton of reviews. Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's very cute.
Yeah, cute little gift to give away, and easy. It doesn't take up a lot of space. Just there on the desk. with that, let's move to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, our warehouse video is from Jeff and Adam.
Yay!
And he said, I hope you guys enjoy this video. It's a double video. The first item helps people with old tech continue to enjoy vintage radios.
Ooh.
So let's take a look.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad. This is Jeff and Adam from New York with another Gadget Warehouse video. This is my studio, aka my dining room floor, so it'll work like all my other videos. So today, we're going to talk about something that can turn old tech into new tech. Here it is. As you can see, it looks like a cassette, but you can actually read it. It says Bluetooth cassette adapter, side A and B. And what's weird about it is it works on side B, excuse me.
Oh.
It has an on-off there. It has USB-C charging. And what's nice about it is a lot of cars can use it if they have an old school cassette recorder, cassette deck. What I like to use it for is another gadget. It's almost like a two-for-oneer today. A couple months ago, I showed the 2XL 8-track player. Today, it's a robot from a little bit later, late 80s.
That is so Tiger. Cool.
It's a 2-XL, and what's nice about this
is, a tape player.
Guess what? You guessed right, actually. It works with a cassette tape. So what I'm going to do is, I turned this guy on before. As you can see, it's blinking blue.
That is so cool.
Put it in as so. And we're going to listen to it with a familiar theme from your show. Here we go. Oh, sorry, I had to press play.
Look at him go!
You can see I lowered a little bit. It lights up. It still works. It works on 4D batteries, or you can get an AC adapter. Let me stop it for now. It has a, by the way, let me just show you a few things. It has the volume control underneath his arm. It has a little bit of static now because I'm using the batteries. When I have it plugged into an AC adapter, it doesn't do that. Let me hit stop. What this was designed for, by the way, was to answer questions with specific cassettes. There's yes, no, true, and false. This is the whole unit. In the back, you could store some of the cassette tapes when you're not using them. It has a nice handle. Like I said, that's where the batteries go. But it is a really cool device. So that goes along with the cassette. And it's a great little toy reminiscent of my childhood.
Hope
you guys like it. I love the show. Have a great night. Thanks.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Merging the Bluetooth transmitter with the old school tape player. Awesome. Absolutely love it. That's great. So here's the tape on Amazon. Very neat. And then it looks like it has a little SD card slot too.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Interesting.
Very cool. Very cool. That little robot. Oh my gosh, why don't they make stuff like that anymore? Why don't they make that type of toy anymore? That is just so darn cool. I love how his eyes lit up when there was audio going through him. That is so cool. Thank you, Jeff and Adam. Thank you so much for sending that over. That is awesome.
So, Jeff and Adam, you guys will get the current issue of Mad Magazine, Mad number 600. And we're looking for more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format, put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, you can click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to view it. And you can send that on to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. This is our favorite thing, is old technology that brings back memories. So many people in chat are going, oh, I love that. I had that. A friend had that. So get going and make us a video. Okay, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. That's it.
I found my first phone, and I'm going to go see if it has any charge, if I can charge it up and turn it on, and I might be submitting my own
gadget warehouse. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I may be submitting my own warehouse video here.
Great.
Because, yeah. With that, let's head into the letter.
Let is from Doug Ferguson in Stanhope, New Jersey. And he says, hearing Chad's theme of miniature things made me think of these tools from the 1960s. And he sent a little file of photos of them. They were working power tools in miniature. They came with it in a case. You put in 2D batteries.
Oh my gosh.
And then plugged the tool in the case. They sold a workbench where you could plug the tools in. There was a circular saw, a jigsaw, a drill, and a router. They could cut balsa and styrofoam.
Wow.
Included, along with plans to build things. They were made by Ideal Toy. I don't have any of these left, or I would have made a video, but I did find a YouTube video of them by somebody else.
That you know, is incredible.
I'm thinking, isn't it strange that they have a plug that looks like a regular, I assume it's a totally different size, otherwise.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Could a plug just, could a kid just plug in a normal plug?
Yes. You don't see the plug close.
The thing is it's so mini. It's so well miniaturized. I can't tell how miniaturized. You know, I don't know. I can't tell. It's so. Golly.
I hope I'm assuming.
Yeah, a tiny little plug.
That's my guess.
I need to get that.
And so behind that outlet, you put 2D batteries, and then you would. That's what you would plug your power tool in.
Gosh,
that's kind of cute that they included styrofoam.
Yeah,
and balsa wood.
Yeah, so that they have their little building material that's possible.
Use these tools.
Yeah, so this is the video that he was talking about. Oh man,
Ideal Toys.
They're kind of fun.
Tools,
yeah,
with a little bench.
And so I need to see. Yeah, does it? Oh gosh, they are tiny. Oh, that is way smaller than I expected. Yeah, it's hard to tell. You need a hand. You need a human hand to tell just how itty-bitty.
Yes, exactly. Oh, there you go. Yes. Oh, so that plug is little.
Yeah, yeah. And then does he ever plug them into anything? Let's see. Guess not. But yeah. That is too adorable.
Oh, look at, wow. That was a clever idea.
Yeah.
That looks dangerous, though, that.
I know. I think that this toy would never exist nowadays. You can't trust children with power, spinning blades.
No.
That's watching. So cool. That is so cool.
We're watching a special, I forgot what the name of it was. It was how companies in the early days, there was no oversight. And they would put plaster of Paris into flour because they could make bigger bags of flour.
Right.
They would put, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't care what you ate or drank.
Glad times have changed. When it comes to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Even these tools, you're right. These tools would not make it today.
It's a little bit of, you lose some, you win some.
Yeah.
Very cool, Doug. Thank you so much for sending
that
over. Because that is incredible to look at. Really cool. Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much to our patrons for supporting us every single episode. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support us every single episode, or you can head on over to our website. On the Patreon page that's on our website, there is a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal, so you can support us via PayPal as well. And you can set up recurring payments there, or just give a one-time payment. Or you can do the recurring payments on Patreon. However you support, thank you so much for your support from all of our fantastic fans Thank you, thank you, thank you. Head on over to the GizWiz, where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will just update with the live stream, so just head on over there and join the live stream. And also, I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community there when we're live. If we're not live, that'll be the most recent episode, or you can head there and check all of our past episodes on our website or on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show, even the creepy light that looks night a lot light, like yeah. night light that looks like a jellyfish, and I didn't like those tentacles, still don't. While you're there, though, you can play What the Heck Is It? This is your last moment to play before the months transition on, so get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or part of a gadget, and there's the Mad Magazine you're playing for. I hate to give this away right now, but this is a doorstop that is made to stop doors by putting holes in them. You know, you put this on the wall, and then that skewers the door. Yeah, keeps it in place.
Yeah. You know? It's a little complicated, but it works great.
Yeah, it'll just stick it right there. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. There's 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.